This is CliffCentral.com.
Back at it right here on Cliff Central. I'm your girl, Khonse Mazwi, aka Goons, aka Goonie Goon. And that was Missy Elliott with Get Your Freak On. Today, I've got two guests with me. I've got a co-host. She goes by the name Khotso. Khotso, say hi to them people.
Hi, everybody. I hope everyone is doing all right. And Goons, thank you so much for not running through to my nickname before you butcher it. I go by the name of Khotso, a.k.a. Vicus Oludara. What's up, yo?
And I've got another studio guest. She goes by the name Dumi. She's a fashion stylist, a designer, and a fashion influencer. Say hi to the people.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Khotso, for having me today.
Thank you for coming. So today, like I said, Sisters in Hip Hop is a show focusing on the history of hip hop and where it originally comes from. We're focusing mostly on the females in the hip hop industry. We're talking your MCs, your DJs, your poets, your dancers, graffiti artists, as well as fashionistas and stylists. Speaking of fashionistas and stylists, we're going to be actually focusing on that today. Like today, that's the topic. That's why I've got Dumi and obviously that girl with the nickname that I can't pronounce.
So
we're going to be touching base on today's fashion and its influences. So Dumi, tell me more about yourself and what you think that the trends are about today with regards to hip-hop, of course.
Well, I'm a fashion freelance stylist, and fashion is basically my life. I always tell people to dress how they feel, not to necessarily like follow trends, because everybody's following trends. Everybody's looking the same out there. So I tell people to dress how they feel, because I dress how I feel like every day. If today I feel happy, I'm probably going to have like a bright color or something, you know. But yeah, I think people should express their emotions through their clothes or whatever they do. Like if you're a musician, you can express that through your music or whatever you're doing. In terms of trends right now, what's happening since we are coming from winter, you can incorporate like your winter clothes into spring, like wearing oversized shirts with your boots, right?
Like, how are you rocking it now?
Well, I'm not wearing thigh-high boots, but, like, yeah, and oversized things are on trend right now, as well as layering for summer. What you can do is wear, like, a T-shirt, and then, like, a dress over a T-shirt or a T-shirt over a dress. And accessorizing, obviously, at spring, so shades and a lot of bling, like, you know, hoops. I'm into hoops. Like, I'm obsessed with hoops.
I find it a bit tricky, though, layering and then still adding an accessory. How is it, what is the do and what is the don'ts in that regard?
The key is not to overdo it, you know? Like, for instance, you can wear, like, in terms of layering, you can wear, like, a white T-shirt and then wear maybe, like, a dress on top, like a very simple, dress on top, and maybe a choker and some earrings. Don't overdo it. Like when you have a necklace, don't have a lot of bracelets and stuff. So it's about maybe having 2 to 3 accessories on you, not more than that.
Yeah. And how do you think, how do we look like today? I mean, we've got hip hop, you know, so because we're focusing on hip hop, what's the influence and the inspiration behind what we look like today? Especially girls, you know, the chokers, the nose rings, the
We are channeling the 80s and 90s right now. I mean, if you look at the fashion in the 90s, like what TLC and Boom Shaka and, you know, Brenda Fassie used to rock, that's what we're doing right now, you know, with the chokers, layering. I feel like fashion is just evolving, you know, but we are kind of like, we're not copying what happened, but it's just evolving. You know, it's, I think, it's evolving.
I like how you mentioned TLC and Boom Shaka, because I'm actually going to be doing a feature on both groups. So that's actually a nice thing, because you also rock the TLC feel, man. You
very got
a
left eye.
I know, bro. I'm like a hip hop fan, you know, the likes of The Brad and Missy Elliott. I mean, I look at what they, like, they used to rock back in the days, and I rock it, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you look so fresh. And I'm like, but this has been done before. You know, I think people back in the days were more brave. Like right now, people are so scared. Like, oh my gosh, if I wear this, what are people going to think? You know, I think you should just do you and dress for your body type, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, just for your body type, it's very important to do that. And for the season especially, you can't be wearing like a fur coat in the middle of spring. That's not cute.
Oh damn.
There goes my plans for spring. I mean, I have a question for you. You mentioned something about looking back at what Missy Elliott and the Bratz and them used to rock and mm-hmm. rocking them today. As a fashion designer, how do you look for fresh new ideas that are, you know, more futuristic when the whole youth or the whole era, which is where we are now, is very nostalgic? Because we are very nostalgic. You hear it in our music, you see it in our clothes. So how do you as a fashion designer now say, oh, let me try to break ground and add a little bit of nostalgia, but still say, this is how I'm going to be futuristic?
I get influenced by what I like listen to, obviously, you know. I watch a lot of their music videos from the 90s and they inspire me. So what's around me, what I listen to, what I watch, that's what inspires me, you know, to make. It's about experimenting with different stuff as a fashion designer. You know, you just see something, you try it out, and you put it out there for the public, and if they like it, you'll just make more of it.
And now in terms of fashion forecasting, like not looking at this spring, I'm looking at maybe next autumn. What do you think will be the next thing?
Well, the things that will never like be out of trend when it comes to autumn, or like things, material like velvet and, you know, those, you know, like fur and stuff like that. I feel like every year is different, every season is different, you know, so I can't really predict what's gonna happen next fall. I don't really know what's gonna happen, but as I said, I get influenced by what's around me. So by that time, it's gonna depend on what's around me.
Yeah.
But as a stylist, it's not really about me as an individual. It's about my clients. Mm. Like when I have a client, we'll have like consultation, and I'm gonna have to learn your kind of style. It's not about me at all. So I have to incorporate that with what's on trend at the moment, you know, and make you look fly.
But now, as a fashion designer as well, I mean, if you decide that, okay, I want to make this, it's you supposed to sell it to us so that we can actually go out there and buy it. So I think what Hot is trying to say is, so if you see something that you'd like to see in next fall, well, next autumn, you have to encourage the people to go out there and actually buy it. So how do you go about those means, rather?
Well, it's using platforms like social media, you know, and having shoots, you know, collaborating with other artists, you know, and just putting your work out there for people to see it. And so people can get more comfortable and like get obsessed with what you have. You know,
that's good, because it was bringing you to my second question about, you know, you are a stylist, so you covered a bit on it about learning the other person's style and getting to know what their interests are. So you are very out there, you know, you got that turquoise hair, that left eye situation going on. So you meet a conservative person who just wants black and white suits, monochrome wardrobe.
Yeah.
That's where their life is at. How do you influence them to say, try a little bit of, you know, orange sometimes? Try some navy blue.
Well, that's why when you're a stylist and maybe you're out to source out clothes, you can't really bring what, like, it's important to introduce something new to your client, you know. So that's why if she wants something like black and white, I'll make sure I'm gonna bring some pinks and some blues, you know, so that she can try them on. So she can just play around with different styles. It's my job is to just introduce new trends and just put them on what's on trend, basically.
That's nice, eh? So yeah, guys, I'm going to play a song now by TLC, What About Your Friends. I love the song so much, guys.
Can we
talk about the music video though? Your music video is so colorful.
Oh
yeah, the swag is dope. Don't forget to hit us up on 0861-555-189 or hit us up on Twitter at cliffcentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, and guys, don't forget we're on WeChat, Cliff Central. So here's that song. That was What About Your Friends, TLC. I love this group
so much. My God.
TBT, FBF, all of that stuff. Like, I love TLC so much. So talking about TLC, it's a girl band that was very successful in the 90s. So it was the best-selling group of all time. I mean, they won like 5 Grammys, 5 VMAs, and 5 Soul Trains. Pretty much 5 in everything. So shout out to TLC, man. And they're so true to who they are and not afraid to let the world know that they are here and they have arrived. Boldly standing out with their fashion trends, the baggy clothes, the colorful and animated outfits, showing some character and individualism. Oh, sorry, guys. Damn. Yeah. So, I mean, they've got hit singles like Creep, Waterfall, from the album Crazy Sexy Cool. Guys, like, TLC is the one.
Rest in peace, Left Eye, man. She was just amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like when I talk about sisters in hip-hop, that is the level of creativity just, you know, when you are so sensual, but you are able to say, I can still run for president. That's what TLC was inspiring to a lot of girls.
Don't forget Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper,
yes.
Oh my goodness.
You know, they shook things up.
Their lyrics.
That's where it all started, though. Yeah. Everyone was just like, I want to be like Salt and Pepper. TLC always used to say that.
That's where they got the inspiration from.
Salt and Pepper, yeah.
So when you have a group like TLC and then fast forward to 2016, where as a woman, sometimes you're a little bit shy to express yourself because, you know, battling who's going to say what. Yeah. And when I go to work, because I work in a very free environment, very casual, you're not forced to wear formal. Mm-hmm. But when I get to work, they're like, we didn't know this type of casual, you know. So
introducing them to new world.
You know what I mean? So, and that's how I want women to be free. TLC level, honestly, to own it and to say, I can even do more than this.
That's the thing. I mean, TLC was like, I am a female. I have the right to wear tight tops and tight pants and stomach out. But they didn't want to do that. They were like, no, I want to wear my baggy clothes. I want to wear my Tims. I want to wear my Dr. Martens. I want to have a pony. I want to have huge braids, because they wanted to own their fashion trend. Yes. They didn't want to look like anyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you watch the biopic, there's a point where Pebbles was just like, well, the fake Pebbles.
It was just like,
how's about you switch it up a bit? You know, let's try something else. And they're like, nah, why?
Yeah, I saw that.
Because a lot of times we find sexy to be the tight clothes and, you know, to be that revealing outfit, which many a time, sometimes when you just leave something, you know, the rest of the imagination, that's hella sexy in my eyes. Like, you don't always have to show us your rib cage.
True.
Stomach out.
Yo, crop top.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? TLC for me, I mean, they've raised the bar when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
And because they've influenced even the guy looks. I mean, that's where boyfriend jeans come from, guys.
Yeah.
You know, like TLC was like, I'm going to be baggy. Aaliyah used to do it.
That
you know?
Big and bomber she leather jacket.
It from TLC.
Yes.
Yeah. She used to look up to TLC a lot.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. Everything is a copy. Of a copy.
True. Yeah.
Like, I didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to dress like this. It's because I'm dressing like this because I saw it from someone else.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my friend, or maybe I've seen it from someone abroad and I'm like, I'm going to steal that style, put it in me, and then just own it.
Yeah.
You know, that's just
sometimes
how it
that's
is.
How it works, though. That's how it works. I mean, you look at South African influences from, you mentioned Brenda Fassie earlier on, and you mentioned Boom Shaka. Mm. It was always a situation of, who am I going to look up to around me? Because a lot of times we look abroad and then you try to bring it to South Africa and it doesn't work out, because not a lot of people are going to resonate. Like, they feel like, a lot of South Africans feel like it's not our thing, so we don't want to jump onto it, you know? Yo, yo, my man, is not my thing. Yeah. I want Shomfethu Unjani, you know? So rather take the Boom Shaka look, and I see that happening a lot now.
I think we need a lot of like those kind of artists, like what we used to have in the 90s, like the likes of Brenda Fassie and Boom Shaka. They were different, you know, they dressed how they felt and they didn't really care, and they set trends. Like, everybody wanted to look like Boom Shaka back in the days, you know. They basically were the trendsetters. But right now in SA, we don't really have a lot of that, you know. I think a lot of our artists look up to what they see in the USA, you know, and they try to, you know, copy that, and the kids are following that. And I think it sucks.
And that's what sucks. I mean, to be original is what makes you.
True.
Yeah.
So, if anything, I'd rather be original than be a copy of a copy of a copy copy. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope you guys get what I mean. Hey?
I agree.
Because I could see and be like, yo, Tumi looks dope. I want to copy that.
Yeah.
But then let me copy it and then add a bit of
myself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I think we need a lot of that, honestly, because I feel like we as Africans, we are kind of losing our identity.
Yeah.
And we are looking... We look up so much to the Western world and we kind of like forget what we have. And we're so dope. Like kids from Paris and New York go crazy over our style because they have never seen anything like it. Like, oh my gosh, where are you guys from? We're from Africa. And they look up to us. Like, what happened 3 days ago at Afropunk? Afropunk is this festival in New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They basically are trying to be, they're lost kids, obviously, because they are African American, and they are trying to like understand themselves as Africans. So they basically rock what they think we look like every day.
Yeah.
You know, so African skin vibes, every you know, day. Afros all the time.
Because
they look up to what we have. But the thing is, we don't really appreciate what we have. And we have so much more. We are so dope. Like, if we would embrace what we'd have, would go like places.
I like that, because we saw that in our music and we saw that in our fashion, right?
True.
We always had bucket hats and we always had Kwaito. It belonged to us,
yo.
You know, print that belongs to Africa, you know.
Yeah.
But you'll have events like Street Cred, and a lot of international designers will come through, and a lot of producers will come through for big events. And what happens is, what happened with Street Cred, I think, were four or 3 years ago, where these big designers and fashion bloggers came through, and when they reached their destinations back home, London, USA, their fashion, their new lines were all African inspired, and that's what we started going back to. Like, oh, okay, it's cool to wear prints
because
again.
They are rocking
it's,
it.
Yes, like, it's cool to wear my Afro again. And then we like, we always had these things back home, and we also saw it with producers like Kanye West trying dabbling in the Kwaito beats.
Yeah,
and what did we say?
Beyonce.
Our whole hip hop. Our hip hop industry in South Africa went back to, okay, let's mix in Kwaito beats in our music. And what happened to their sales? They went up. So the more you hone what you already have, you know, when you water that garden of yours, that brown grass that looks a bit shady, trust, brother, day in, day out, do that, it will be green.
Yeah.
You don't have to now desert it and say, ah, let me go next door. It's better there.
And try what's happening that side. I think we should actually own what we have.
It's
very
important to own. Because that's how you know who you are, guys. I really believe in knowing who you are and owning who you are, because that's what makes you.
Exactly.
So yeah, moving right along. Do me, I've got a few questions for you. What should you look out for? Just to make a bold statement. Like, if I want to be bold and I want to be different and I want to be walking in the streets and I want them to be like, damn, did you guys see Goonie Goons? Bruh, she's the shit. Like, what do I do if I want to be that person?
In terms of fashion,
obviously.
I think maybe have a statement piece like on your outfits.
Yeah,
just like one, if you're wearing all black, don't wear a black jacket. Wear like a colorful, bright jacket, you know. And shades, oh my gosh, shades are statement pieces. Like, if you have dope shades, like, trust me, people are gonna stare at you like, oh my, where is she from?
And then what about the people that just don't like shades? You know, there are people who just don't like shades, and I'm like, how is that possible?
I've never met anybody who doesn't like shades.
Trust me, I have.
I also know a few people. It's always because, oh, my nose is like this. I've got high cheekbones.
I haven't really met a lot of
jewelry. You can try jewelry, like, you know, earrings, not necessarily piercings, but we have fake piercings now.
Yeah.
You know, those,
those clip-ons.
Clip-ons, yeah. You can try that. Or like shoes. Shoes are like a big statement piece. Like, get some really dope, fresh kicks. And yeah, people are gonna stare at you if you want eyes.
And I think most of the time, also, I think because I'm looking at your face now and it's all pretty, and I'm looking at the hair. Hair on its own can be like, you know, 95%
the thing
of an outfit.
Is, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, it's not
for
everybody.
Like, Joe,
I'm not saying colors of hair. I'm just saying, even just a nice, decent hairstyle could make up 95%. You just have to.
Obviously,
get
something I think you
going.
Should experiment with different things, you know, to just see what really works for you. Don't be scared to express yourself and try different things.
Yeah, I mean, fashion is expression.
True.
Yeah.
True.
But through that expression, I think we must just remember one point that one of these ladies made: dress for your body.
Yeah.
True. That's really important.
Because you see people saying, I'm confident. That's great. I'm not fighting your confidence. But sometimes just, you know, dress for your body. You want to look appealing. You want to look comfortable. Many a times we see people pulling things down or pulling them up. Because
but now, okay, fine. I get what you're saying. Then dress for your body. And then there's Khunze, right? Who just comes along and she's like, But why are you telling me to dress for my body, and now you're telling me that I must own it, and now you're telling me that I must just be an individual and do whatever I want to do?
Are you comfortable?
But now I don't want to
one
dress
question.
For my body.
Are you like, comfortable? Are you comfortable?
The thing is, I feel like when I said dress for your body, it's all about comfort.
Yes.
If you're comfortable in it, if whether it's a mini skirt or a baggy, like baggy pants, whatever it is, if you look good in it and you're comfortable in it, rock it, you know? So yeah, it's important to dress for your body. If you're a bit like chubby like me, you know, like I wouldn't wear something that's like three sizes smaller than my body. It wouldn't really make sense. But there are some other ladies that want to, you know,
top.
You know, and it's I mean, some of the women are really comfortable with what they have.
And I'm saying, if you're comfortable, then it's fine. But if you are just buying that skirt for the sake of it's on trend and I've got the money, then rethink.
Well, here's what I have a problem with. If you're wearing a skirt, right, when you know it's very short for you and you look uncomfortable in public, I'm gonna have a problem with that.
Exactly, because like,
why are you wearing? Why are you pulling it? Why did you wear it if it's that short? You know. But if you're comfortable with it and it's short and your butt cheeks are short, like out, and you're cool with it, that's good. If you're not pulling your pants down, and
if
you don't have a problem
like
with it.
Spillage. It's not comfortable. I'm just saying.
Oh my god. Alrighty. Okay, cool. How much influence does the style of hip hop have on us today?
I think I answered this question in some way.
Yeah.
When I said what happened in the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, I love hip hop. You know, I've been listening to hip hop since I was like a little girl.
Yeah.
First time I heard, like, it was a song by Common, and I was like, damn, what is this music? And I found out it was like hip hop, and I fell in love with hip hop. Like back in the days, I used to wear like baggy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like good guys, see, they used to call me Linega, you know, because I used to wear like
when
baggy.
I'm rapper with
that. Yeah,
yo,
you
yeah.
know, like you know, you remember that song?
Yeah,
that hip hop song in like early
2000, 2005,
you know. And now it's evolving. Like right now, we're rocking what happened in like early, late 90s.
Yeah.
You know,
so now it's like a hip hop and just pop influence of fashion.
Yeah.
Okay. So besides dressing for your body, like what are the other do's and don'ts?
Dress for the season.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important. Like, as I said, you can't be wearing like a fur coat.
Yeah. Next fall.
Yeah. It doesn't really make sense. And just dress for yourself. I think it's really important to dress for yourself, because a lot of people dress to impress other people.
Mm.
You know, I'm one of those people. I don't really care what people think about me or how I look like. You know,
yeah.
If I feel good in it, and I'm sure if I feel good in it, somebody's going to be like, hey, you look really good.
Mm.
But there are some other people who are not really used to different people. You know, they'll look at me and be like, and then why do you have blue hair?
You're
and
so
then,
weird.
Why
yeah.
are you like, why are you looking like that?
Mm.
But I'm very comfortable with who I am. I think people should like,
I think that's very important, to be very comfortable with who you are.
Yeah, just be comfortable with who you are and dress for yourself. You know, don't dress to impress other people, because we have young girls who want to look sexy and, you know, they want to impress men or boys, you know, and they'll like wear things that they don't really want to wear.
But you know what I think is killing us?
Mm-mm.
I think everyone just wants to look the same.
Yeah.
Like, there's no difference anymore.
And the moment you're not wearing that pencil skirt, it's like, wait, hold up.
I mean, I go to Brum and all the girls there look the same. Choker, jeans, torn jeans, MX. Outfits done.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I think,
I mean,
you know,
that's
we
like
all
the
look
life.
The same.
Yeah.
I think maybe there's like different looks for different age groups, you know. I know, yeah, a lot of high school girls like bapara uniform, you know.
Yeah. Choker.
And the boys will wear those socks or pull the socks with like that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They
what,
have that.
What the
I don't know what they call it. I don't care about anything.
And
look,
then
that
the
look.
Fade, you know. It's typical looks. But I think if you look, if you feel comfortable with that look, rock it.
But that's what a trend is. Like,
yeah,
that's what a trend is. A trend is when you look left and right.
And everybody
is looking the same.
I'd rather not be a part of the trend. I'm sorry.
But you look at it, there are a lot of trends going on right now. There's that whole look, nah, that we just spoke about, the choker, the whatnot. And then there's still always that, they'll always be that friend that's just always color blocking. Always. And when they're around their people, I mean their people that also color block, for them that's the trend of the season. And there are some people who just don't shift. You'll have a friend that's always worn skinny jeans and they are still wearing skinny jeans.
Like, I'm gonna use myself for example. Mm-hmm. Like in the spring, in the summer, I still like wearing my boots with like shorts and skirts.
That's why I was like, oh, she's making me switch up on my outfit.
You know, like
that's you. If you feel comfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that you're used to, and it's part of like your identity. I think every individual has their own personal style and their own personal identity.
Yes.
Try not to follow what everybody's doing.
Mm.
If you're that girl, you like wearing jeans and like a plain t-shirt, and trust me, like at some point everybody's gonna want to jump on that trend, like jean and t-shirt vibe. You know, being yourself is the key. Just do you. Don't do what everybody's doing, you know. Even if what, like, just if don't follow what people are doing, just do you.
Because I know so from cool. I always dress like, I'm like, okay, like you said, I wake up today, I'm like, ooh, I dress for my being. That's how I like saying it. Like, if I feel a little bit angry, I'll add like something very aggressive in my outfit, you know. And if I feel like mellow and whatnot, and we, you know, the flowing dresses or whatever, or just a cute little pony to say I'm peaceful today, something like that. And I'm always looked at, my brother's always saying, that's to know that, yeah, today we don't know what she dreamt of, but it's just, I had just now on Saturday, I was at a funeral, right? And my cousin came to me. He's like, you know, it's my first time I see you in decent clothes. I'm like, what are decent clothes? He's like, look at your skirt. It looks like something I've seen before. Like, look at your blazer. It looks like something I've seen before. I'm so proud of you. And I was so angry at him. And he was just laughing at me. He's like, your clothes today, I know I've seen somewhere. Everything else you wear, I've never seen. Like, I don't know where you get your clothes.
I hate that. You know, I feel like some of the people want you to dress a certain way for them, you know? Like, dude, I don't want to wear a pencil skirt. I don't feel like wearing a person's... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear, like a, I don't know, a high-waisted jean because I feel like doing it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm a double-double.
Yeah,
you know
anything,
what I mean?
Man, if, look, if you feel comfortable wearing
I'm going to put the choker around my thigh instead of around my neck.
I think that's what's so messed up about society, you know. We judge a lot. It's crazy. Like, we judge people like crazy. I feel like we should focus on ourselves and just let people be. That's it.
Alrighty, guys. Don't forget, you must hit me up. And if you have any questions for Khotso and Tumi, 0861-555-189 and on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, Facebook Cliff Central, and remember, we are on WeChat, Cliff Central. So, yeah, we're going to play the next track. Let's go.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Hashtag start your great.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, that was Boom Shaka with It's About Time, guys. What a throwback, hey?
The dance moves.
The dance moves. Guys, we were out here in studio like, it's about time, you know, like...
We're turning up.
Yeah, we're turning up. Wasting.
Wasting.
Like, yeah, you know. So, yeah, guys, I said I'm going to feature Boom Shaka today as well because big hair, man.
Yeah.
The box braids. Okay, before we continue, we've got a call on the line. Hi. Yay.
Hello.
Hey,
hello, caller.
Hi, Temba.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I'm Temba from Tembisa. Yeah.
Hi, Temba. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
We great.
Man. Yeah, I just want to send a quick shout out to my homegirl. I'm from Tembisa. I'm the goon.
Hey,
thank you very much. So big up to you for holding it down for the sisters in hip hop.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, show is very lovely. I've got a quick one for a fashion blogger.
All right, great. Yeah.
Yeah, since I look at hip-hop as a way of life, I tend to like incorporate all elements of it and everything that is in me. So I'm trying to find out a style or from the corporate side, is there a corporate side to hip-hop where, because you find that when you add work, I only can wear my Air Force and then I can't wear anything else, but I feel like it's within me just to express hip hop in every way, especially with my fashion sense. So how do I make sure that I wear according to the age aspect but still being classified as rapper or hip hop?
Well, there's a lot of icons in the fashion, I mean, in the hip hop industry that are very fashionable, the likes of P. Diddy and Jay-Z, Kanye West. You can, like, you know, you can just check out what they dress and then you can incorporate that in your daily
swag.
Exactly.
Basically, what I'm asking is, like, on your fashion blog, do you actually focus on the male side or female side on the male side?
I focus on both, on females on both. And male. I mean, females and males. Yeah.
So yeah, where can we check out your blog so we can get your style?
You can check me out on Instagram at Dumimata the Stylist. That's where I post all my work. So all basically, right. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Check it out. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much for calling, Temba.
Enjoy your day.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Cheers. Yeah, actually, Temba does have a point when you think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm working in the office every day and corporate work, obviously, I can't go to work in my sneakers and like my torn jeans cropped
up. You can. It's about how you dress it up. You know, we have the. Look at P. Diddy, right? I love that man's style. Like, from the 90s, to what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
He's not too much. He's very, like, he's in the corporate. He's the CEO of Ciroc.
Yeah.
He's the CEO of Bad Boy Entertainment. Mm-hmm. He runs, like, he's a millionaire. Yeah, like, he's a boss, you know? Mm. But he's not always swagged up. He dresses down and dresses up for occasions, obviously. He, like, in the VMAs a couple of days ago, he was wearing a really cool kimono and a black shirt, black pants.
But when you think about it, it's different. P. Diddy's got his own company. He's got his own money. He can rock up however he wants to rock up.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Temba is still going to work, working for that white man whereby there's a uniform check. He can't just rock up wearing whatever he wants to. Do you know what I mean?
If there's a uniform check, he has to wear the uniform. It's simple, you know?
I think,
but if it's casual every day at work, he can just rock up with whatever he wants to rock up, but not too much. You can't be wearing you know, you can't look like you're gonna perform on stage because you're not a rapper. You know, so just be simple, but like you can dress down with hip hop. That's what you can just dress, like, wear your sneakers, simple black jeans, like a t-shirt, and that's it for every day. And then if there's like an occasion, if there's like a work party or whatever, that's when you can look like Kanye. You know, you can look like you're performing and be like, hey, let me spaz on you.
Hello. I think, you know, it's hip-hop is not, like, fashion in hip-hop is not one-dimensional. You don't always have to be so wilding out, like, have that look where, as you said, you're about to spaz out on stage. I mean, even Kanye himself, when he started in hip-hop, people were looking at him sideways because he wasn't in that oversized jersey. He wasn't in those, you know, big Jordans and whatnot, look like, you know, everything is heavy. He wore, like, nice-fitting things, like, small, if that was his size at the time, not but as small, you know. And I feel like that's what you need to also take in for corporate or for whatever formal event it is that you're going to. I mean, you have people like Nas and Common.
Yeah.
They are in hip hop. We know them from hip hop. And Common always looks like, he always looks good. And we all know he's a rapper. He always has his leather jacket. Like, everything is put together. Mm. If you want to look like Ray Strimmed or who's that other guy, Young Thug, you need to then obviously need to put a timetable on your fashion and say, that's probably for Friday night or Sunday.
Yeah, you can look like Young Thug on weekends. Yeah. And then look like Common during the
week. If you want to be a CEO, you know, or if you are already a CEO and you have policies saying people should dress a certain way at work.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. So going back to Boom Shaka, guys, can we like just touch base on that? Mostly I want to talk about the hair influence. I'm sure you guys can see me as well. I'm out here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Big pony vibes. Because Boom Shaka
way down there.
Yeah, you know. Let's talk about the influence, like hair as well. It's also, hair is a big thing, hey, when it comes to fashion trend.
True.
Like, it is a big thing. You've got your hair out there, you know, with the bandana. Do me, I see you.
Yes.
You know, Khotso's out here with the bob, guys.
Yes.
The braids.
The braids, you know,
African.
A bob.
I think when it comes to braids and stuff, it's African, you know, it's who we are. We've been, like, doing braids, you know, millions.
It's been taken from
Exactly.
from the dreadlock.
Even anyway. The sisters who are rapping right now. I mean, Da Brat, till today, you will never see her in a weave.
She's
still that girl that always wants to plait her hair and have the funky hairstyles.
We've named her hairstyle even to Da Brat. Like,
Da Brat. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Actually, that is so true. I've never thought about it.
Like, you know, like in high school, you're like, yo, what are you doing to your hair, Da Brat?
Yeah.
All right, guys, before we continue, we have a call on the line. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Hi, Matsapo.
Hi. You know what? I just want to give a shout out to you. Great show. I listened last week as well.
Thank you, love.
More shows like this, and y'all keep up the good work. My whole office is listening, and they just want to give you a shout out.
Hey, everyone.
So, very proud of you. By the way, I'm Hunter's cousin. We love you.
Love you.
That's fantastic.
Keep representing Sisters in Hip Hop. We love hip hop. We love you. Awesome show.
Thank you, love.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hunter's getting so much love.
Love.
I know. So cute.
I'm feeling super, super special.
It's because this is very great. I mean, Sisters in Hip Hop, we don't have such platforms.
Exactly.
You know? We don't have too many of them.
Yeah.
And if you do, they always, you know, kind of trickle down because apparently women sitting together is always like, we always want to fight.
I
don't like that
stereotype,
you know.
Rubbish.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
No, it's time for us to change all of that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us, Hunter, today.
Yes. Now.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Back to the her. Yo, so now with the influence of Boom Shaka, we see you, you know, with the long braid.
Even Abashante, guys. Who remembers Abashante?
Yes.
Abashante.
Yes. Come on, Dan.
Yes.
That was my favorite song.
Yeah.
So now, Boom Shaka, we obviously know Lebo Mathosa, Theo, Thembi Seete, and Junior Dread. They were, you know, that group that everyone who was youthful at the time, you know, gravitated towards, you know, post-apartheid. They brought in the fashion, and they brought in that whole, if you're rocking gold, that's a sign of success, you know, type thing. And they were always saying, I can wear my skimpy outfits and still sing the national anthem. And
what?
You know? And a lot of people would listen to their lyrics and look at them, especially the females, and would not reconcile. How is it that this girl dressed like this is the one with all these brains, you know? And I don't like that. And I think as sisters in hip hop, that's when we should all come together and take a stand and say we can still look a certain way, but still have, you know, head on our shoulders, you know?
Because we slay.
All day.
Yeah, guys, because we slay, man.
So now, bringing back to the hair, I loved that hairstyle. I mean, and I'm very short, nah? And mine would always, you know, be booty braids.
Touch my
yes. And a mela, when I go to bed, I don't want to lie. During the day on the streets, you know, on 100.
Yeah.
But when I go to bed or I have to take a bath, I'm like, woo.
Especially when they're wet. I feel like when they're wet, they're just the heaviest.
They are heavy. Like, and then you try like that bun and then hairline disappears. Now you must rock as Chico.
Hey guys, hairline is a problem. Thank God I am blessed and I've never had that problem in my life.
Oh.
God bless my parents. Hey, thank God I've got strong genes. But hairline is a problem for us ladies out there. Hey,
so one question: you want box sprays, but hairline is gone.
There are wigs now, girl. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
there are box braid wigs, right? Which you what basically on front, right?
Yeah,
it's not a wig. It's what is it called? It's called half a wig or something, right?
Okay.
So basically, it's a wig, and then you just clip it on, and then on top here you just spray it like normal braids. So there's like so many solutions if you don't have.
See why we've got Dumi. She's schooling us.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
And then how does it work? I'm so intrigued. How does it work?
It's just a wig. So basically, what you do, you braid your hair like you're gonna. Like, you know when you're putting a weave?
Oh, those cornrows.
Yeah, they put, the cornrows. And then after that, you it has clip-ons inside.
Yeah.
So you clip on and then you leave, like, a section on top for your hair to be braided. And then it's just going to be your wig on the sides. And then on top, you braid just normal braids. And you're nice. And it takes, like, what, 20 minutes to do it? Instead of, like, sitting for 8 hours.
So where do you even buy these things?
Normal store, like, hair product stores.
Yeah.
Or online. I get my hair online.
Yeah, guys, her hair is, like,
I can't stop looking at it. Like, she's talking, I'm just looking at her hair, like.
Yeah, I get it online, you know.
Wow, hey. Like, you learn new things every day. Yeah, day. Like, I'm, like, so surprised. I'm, like, what is she for real?
Yeah, there's so many solutions if you don't have hairline. It's simple.
So we see that the braid has come back. It even came back in a form of a weave now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is sure to bring, you know, some conversations with the, you know, the super, super soulful sisters and brothers where it's like, don't wear a weave. And then you've got braids. What type of conversation would that, you know, bring about? It's like, I weaved my braids in. It doesn't even make sense.
They don't have to know. Nobody has to know but you. That's it.
And then you are that person at the convention.
And then when you
center.
Take it out, you just Simple. Take it out.
It has clip-ons, right?
Yeah.
So when you just take it out, you just...
I legit need to see this. Like,
online. I'm gonna Google it for you guys. You'll see it.
So yeah, what happens, because when I've got long braids and I dance with my hair, I swing my head left and right and I close my eyes. Now I've got that clip-on on and, you know,
it's anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
No. It's very secure. Like, it's that's why you have cornrows.
But I've been on the internet. I've seen wigs fly off.
My wig has never flow off, girl. Like, this is a wig, and it's always here.
And it's just
24/7. I'll be dancing, whatever. I think when you have a wig on, you should be very careful what you're doing. Don't just be going
so
crazy.
So much stress in life, eh?
No, there's no stress. Just don't go extreme. You know, you can't be dancing, whipping your hair like crazy, because you know the situation.
So now what happens if you have a wig on and you just dive in the pool?
Like, why would you dive in the pool when you have a wig?
You see, low. Black girl problems. Nah, sorry. I'm not a wig girl. It's not for me.
I want to see it, but I don't think the braids won't really happen for me.
And they look really legit, guys. They look so good. Like, I've met so many girls. I'm like, where did you do your hair? And then they'll like expose it's actually a wig. There's so many people who are doing it, actually, especially the Americans, because I saw this online the first time I saw it online. I'm like, what is this?
I've never seen, you know, before. Americans are the ones that come up with greatness, eh?
But got, you know, like, what's so sad, they take what we have already and then they reinvent it and they make it.
Yeah, what's now even sad is that we can't think about going out there and reinventing it. So
it's
come
so
on
sad.
Because we thought, like, that 8 hours sitting there, like, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna suffer for this beauty, I'm gonna sit here for 8 hours and miss this and this and this, and they just like 20 minutes and you're out the door.
Even now, different races like Caucasians and Kim, you know, the Kardashians, they're rocking a lot of braids and cornrows. How do you guys feel about that? Because a lot of people, especially on social media, are kind of offended because they feel like they are kind of like stealing our culture. So how do you guys feel about that?
Honestly, I just feel like if they want to braid their hair, they can braid it, guys.
No, but they are saying, yo, we came up with this swag.
So
they tanning their skin. I mean, like, to look like basically our skin.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
A lot of that is happening, but I feel like then we can't just jump and be angry at everything. You must know
you
what
you mean. As soon as a black female bleaches her skin, gets like a blonde wig, that's a problem.
Yes.
But when a Caucasian woman tans her skin and gets our cornrows, it's, why should we be cool with that? I don't understand.
What are you gonna do? Go out there and fight everyone?
No, but you must look at it this way. Who gets angry with a black woman for bleaching her skin? It's us black people.
Exactly.
Because why?
So
we don't want
the
you
white
to
person
do that.
Doesn't care.
They do actually care.
Okay, I haven't
I'm
made
looking
one,
at it from a black perspective. Yeah, me too. I am black. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I'm gonna be angry with you. Why are you doing that? Because
I'm,
you know,
proud
we've
to
got
be
the
black.
Abs.
Yeah.
You know, like, be proud of who you are. You know, when a white person be bleaching their skin, and you know we are one of us, and that's what they're trying to do with, like, you know, get onto the black wagon. That's them. I'm not going to fight another race for trying to do something else. But I will try to talk to my sister or my brother and say, this is unnecessary. You don't have to bleach your skin. You know, let's find the core. Let's find the problem. What's going on? Is it confidence? Is it just you don't feel like you're eloquent enough?
Is
now you want to change your skin?
Is yellow bones are trending?
You know what I mean?
You know?
That, you know, we're going to get to a time where we regret, you know, calling ourselves yellow bones and all these other things, all these other terms that we think are to praise someone, and they're very, like, for me, that's degrading in a
honey,
way.
Honey, I'm for yellow bone, oksala yo.
Wow, wabona, wabona, oh la la, the rights of yellow bone, girl, sell those rights.
I think we should teach, like, the next generation to accept who they are,
yeah,
embrace what they have
from being a
Yeah, I grew up, like, my friends, most of my friends were, like, yellow bones. They're crazy. And I remember one of my best friends, she was, like, yellow, right? And she used to take pills for her complexion.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you guys. And I was, like, the darkest. I'm even lighter now, but I didn't take the pills. So now, she would offer me the pills. Boom. I felt some type of way because all my girls were, like, light. And I was, like, the dark-skinned girl. Mm. She offered me the pills. I said no. But I did try, like, different products, like Gentle Magic, you know, Palm. Nah, you know, never. At some point in my life, I don't want to lie, I was like really not confident.
Damn, girl,
about
that's so
my
sad.
Skin tone. It was just, I think I was influenced by what was happening around me and like the guys, you know, they gave more attention to the yellow bone girls.
I'm legit standing up to give
I was like 12.
You see,
guys.
That's what I'm saying, that usually it's usually within you. It's not because you just saying, let me just, you know, bleach my skin. There's a problem within you.
Exactly.
Something that you
and
saw, something that you heard
point,
about you.
I came to a point where I accepted who I was, and I'm not comfortable with who I am. Like, I don't really care if you think I'm too dark or yellow. Hey, Joe, it's whatever.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in on Cliff Central. So, ladies, where can people check you out? Check you guys out? Hit you up?
I am on Twitter, _Hotza_M. That's the same for Instagram. And Tumblr, Letters to Rashid. Yeah.
I am at Dumi Arts on Twitter. And I am Dumi the Stylist, Dumi Mata the Stylist on Instagram, and Dumi Mata on Instagram. I have two accounts. So please do check me out there.
All right, guys. Yeah, hit them up. And you were tuned right here on Sisters in Hip Hop. And I'm your host, Goons. And we out.
This is CliffCentral.com.